Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Mrs. Steinberg's Partner in Heaven, was written by Sylvia Berger and features Lily Darvas as Mrs. Steinberg. It is the eighth in a series of 15 outstanding programs originally presented on The Eternal Light, recreated now to mark The Eternal Light's 15th year of broadcasting.
It was twilight in December on Orchard Street when a kick from a potato peddler's horse sent Kornstein, the candy store man, flying into the seventh sphere. Back on Earth, the horse had hardly put his foot down again when Kornstein heard the singing.
Rum-da-da-dum, rum-da-da-dum, rum-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
To Nathan Kornstein, it seemed there was something familiar in the ring of the last tururu.
Hello? Nathan Kornstein, welcome, welcome.
Israel Yitzhak Steinberg?
Who else?
How's the potato peddler?
Oh. When I left, he was still crying.
Ah, the unfortunate.
Mm. He fainted 3 times.
Kornstein, please.
I should have told the potato peddler not to aggravate himself, but you know how it is, Yisraelchik.
If the angel of death were to wait till everybody finished all his business on earth...
Mm. But such an innocent man, Yisrael Yitzchak. Such a harmless man. He wasn't even near the horse. I was nearer the horse than he was.
Otherwise, why should it kick you?
Mm. Now he's down there, fainting and crying. Yisraelchik, what if we were to send a message?
Mm?
And say something like, don't be aggravated. It wasn't your fault. Signed, Kornstein.
Don't be aggravated. It wasn't your fault, signed, mm-hmm. Kornstein. Mm. There's precedent for a message.
Uh-huh. By special messenger?
The messenger I have in mind is very special.
Ah, but with experience.
Kornstein, did you ever count the stars in the sky?
No, not since I was 4, Yisraelchik. There are too many.
That's how you can't count the messages my wife has carried from here.
Mrs. Steinberg?
Mrs. Steinberg.
Oh, a fine woman. Yisraelchik, when I went to get my first job, the boss asked me a question. He said, Kornstein, that you are willing, I know. But Kornstein, what are your references?
You want my wife to produce references?
Well, I mean, it's such an important message to deliver, Yisraelchik.
You're right. Right? You want some references. You remember our old apartment on Canal Street, Kornstein?
Above the butcher shop.
Mm. Well, it's early evening. In the apartment above the butcher shop. The children are all home from school. Moshele, Gitele, Berdele, Friedele. I am home from work. We're hungry. We want our supper. Where is Mama? Where is Mama, Moshele?
She went to Siegel's Park to buy a pair of shoes.
So late? How long does it take to fit a pair of shoes?
There's Mama now. Ma?
Good evening, Moshele. Good evening, Yisraelchik. Give me my apron, Moshele. Please, darling. Supper will be on the table in a minute and a half. Oh, was I lucky today? Did I have a lucky day?
You were lucky, Ma.
Just hand me the egg beater from the hook there, Michele. Please, darling. Supper will be on the table in 5, 10. You know the $5 you gave me for my shoes today, Israel Chick?
I know the $5.
I pinned it into my pocketbook, nice and safe, with a safety pin. A little salt, Moshele, please, darling. Supper will be on the table in 2, 3. And I'm on my way to catch the trolley car for Seagulls. Then what do I see?
What do you see, Ma?
The trolley car is starting. What do? I start running. What happens? Mr. McGuire, the trolley man, sees me and holds the trolley car till I get on. Isn't that a lovely thing to do? I told him myself. I said, Mr. McGuire, you are loveliness personified.
That was lucky, Ma.
Wait. That was just the appetizer to my luck today. The big luck. You haven't heard yet. I put the nickel into the box. For such luck to come to me, it flew right into my hands. Like this.
What was the luck, Edgar?
I put my nickel into the box. I look around for a place to sit. When whom do I see? The grocer's youngest boy. The night student.
The one who is studying to be a doctor?
The one who is studying to be a doctor. What do I find out? He's lost his job at the factory. Without the job, he hasn't got the money for books. Without the books, he can't get through school. Without the school...
So you gave him the $5 I gave you for a pair of shoes.
Oh, what do I need new shoes for? My old shoes fit me like stockings. Look, Israel, see how they have taken the shape of my toes.
But, Ma, what was the lucky thing that happened to you today?
What was the lucky thing that happened to me today? Moshele, darling, imagine if I had not caught the trolley car.
A nice little reference, Israelchik. A deed of charity is always a nice little reference.
A nice little reference. What better reference can you want for a messenger from heaven to tell the potato peddler that it wasn't his fault that his horse kicked you and killed you?
Well, charity is good, Yisraelchik, but better than charity is charity done in secret.
If that's what's worrying you, Kornstein, relax. You found your messenger. One day, Itke was coming home with a bundle of old clothes she had collected from the neighbors.
Be careful, Bödele. Don't drag that shirt in the snow.
I won't, Mama.
Wasn't it lovely of Mrs. Rosen to give us all these nice clothes? You know, there are a lot of important people who can use them. Let's just stop and rest a minute against the stoop here, darling.
Pop will be mad when he finds out you carried such a heavy bundle again, Ma.
Will he, darling? And how do you know it's heavy? Did you weigh it?
I know what's in it.
So what's in it? A few baby dresses. How heavy is a baby dress if a baby can wear it?
There's a big heavy coat in it.
With empty pockets. How much does an empty pocket weigh? And what is lighter on a man's back on a cold winter day than a good warm coat? On a cold winter day. Just a minute, darling.
Do you know that, my Mama?
I'll be back in a minute, darling.
Mama, wait for me!
Gentlemen, just a minute, gentlemen. Gentlemen, please.
Were you calling me?
Yes, sir. Please excuse me for bothering you, but... someplace?
I don't think so.
Now, isn't it funny? I would have sworn... Weren't you at Cousin Essie's sweet 16 party last April?
I don't know a Cousin Essie.
Now, how do you like that? And I would have sworn the gentleman even resembles Cousin Essie. Doesn't he, Birdie? Especially around the eyebrows.
I don't know, Mama.
Well, I'm sorry for the mistake, gentlemen.
Oh, you did no harm.
Then maybe you could do me a favor. Birdie, dear, open the bundle for me. Quick for me. Quick, darling. I hate to ask this, but if you could see your way clear to taking this coat off my hands...
Coat? I don't understand.
And now, Birdie, maybe you will stop threatening me with Papa, please. You hear? Not a single threat more. I was supposed to give this coat to somebody who doesn't want it, and when my husband finds out I was carrying such heavy bundles for nothing... You heard what my child said. He'll be very mad. Help the gentleman on with the left sleeve, Birdie. There. Now. Oh, I don't know how to thank you. You see, Birdie, darling, didn't I tell you? When you are frightened or in trouble, don't ever lose hope. Sooner or later, a kind soul will come along and help you. Well... Now we'll have to hurry along, Birdie. Papa will be wondering. Goodbye, gentlemen, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Mama?
Yes, darling?
How did you know he wanted a coat, Mama?
Because I could see, dear. On a day like this, an intelligent-looking gentleman like that would have enough sense to wear one, if he had one.
Mama?
Yes, dear?
Who's Cousin Essie?
Cousin Essie? Did I say Cousin Essie? I must have made a mistake, darling. We have no Cousin Essie.
Well, Kornstein... What do you say? Will you let her take the message?
Not bad, not bad. Delicately handled. But I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know, Yisrael. A case like the potato peddler, you've got to know how to talk in a case like that.
How to talk? If it comes to helping someone who needs help, my wife, Kornstein, can talk teeth into a man's mouth.
Is there anyone else in the waiting room, Miss Gross?
Just Mrs. Steinberg, Doctor.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, ask her to come in, please, Miss Gross.
I am in, Dr. Miller. Don't trouble yourself, Miss Gross. I'm in already. How are you this morning, Dr. Miller? You are looking wonderful. Well,
thank you, Mrs. Steinberg. And what can I do for you? Trouble with a tooth?
Trouble with a tooth? With a dentist like you? I was telling my Gittela, I said, Gittela, if you are sewing a button on a coat, sew it on the way Dr. Miller puts in a filling. Mm. So even when the whole coat goes, the button is still there.
Well, it's a very fine recommendation, Mrs. Steinberg.
Thank you. I told my Gittela, I said, Gittela, did you ever stop to think why a man has given 32 teeth so he could eat like a man? If the Lord had wanted to give a man 2 teeth, he would have made him into a chicken.
How true.
That's why Mr. Prochansky came to you.
Mr. Prochansky?
I told him, I said, all right, Mr. Prochansky, so you need a new plate. But why do you have to bring your lack of business to a cool stranger? Can't you help an old friend like Dr. Miller?
Mrs. Steinberg.
I said Dr. Miller can make a plate for money any time. But how many times can he make a plate for someone who can't afford it? I said, are you going to rob him of his partnership?
My partnership?
I told him, I said, when a dentist gives a man a set of teeth for money, he's running a business. But when he does it for nothing, he's running a partnership with the Lord. Do you want me to call in Mr. Prochansky now?
Sure. Bring him in.
The dentist will see you now, Mr. Prochansky. Dr. Miller, you should be the president. Why? Do you know what this country would be like if you were president?
Nothing, Mrs. Steinberg, compared to what it would be like if you were president.
A thoroughly enjoyable woman, Yisrael. A lovely character. Your wife, is not only a doer of good deeds, she is a teacher of good deeds.
Yeah, a lovely character, Kornstein.
What's the matter?
I was thinking of the beaded dress and the linen tablecloth.
What linen tablecloth and what beaded dress?
Sophie Zilberstone's beaded dress.
Sophie Zilberstone? The millionaire's wife?
The wheel turns, Kornstein. And the poor become rich, and the rich become poor.
You helped Sophie Zilberstone?
Well, in a manner of speaking.
Well, in a manner of speaking, Friedela, this is an old tablecloth. But look at it. Feel how fine it is.
Mama, please. I know Sophie Zilberstone is too proud to accept charity, but you've already sold her tea set for $10 and given her $20. You sold her old squirrel muff for $8 and told her it brought $28.
Your husband is making a living, Friedela.
Yes, Mama, he is.
You have got your health?
I have, Mama.
Your children are healthy and happy, bless them.
Yes, Mama, they are.
So how are you going to show your gratitude? Not by helping someone, one, whose husband is not making a living, two, who's lost her own health worrying over the health and happiness of her children.
How much are you going to tell you got paid for the tablecloth?
$35.
Oh!
I can give her just $35 for the tablecloth. Friedela, you see, because I got $50 for the beaded dress.
Mama!
Yes, Friedela.
Didn't sell that old beaded dress for $50.
The beads would make a lovely lampshade.
Mama, what poor unfortunate did you sell that old beaded dress to for $50?
To Papa.
Oh, I like her, Yuzevchik. I like her. A lovely woman.
A lovely woman, Kornstein. She bought cherries in the wintertime. Oh, not for us, Kornstein. Not for us. For those who couldn't afford it.
And why?
Why, Bödele? I'll tell you why. These people once had money, yes?
Yes.
And they have to go to others for food, yes?
Yes, Mama.
So, should we add to the misery of their poverty the shame of worrying how they look in other people's eyes? I bought them cherries in the wintertime, Bödele, because I want them to know that in my eyes they will always be rich. Lovely, Bödele. Darling, lovely. Positively lovely. Play a little louder, darling, so we can all enjoy it.
Ma!
La 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 la. Practice, practice. Someday, who knows?
Mom?
Oh, hello, Moshele. You are back from school already. Go in the kitchen and get a glass of milk.
Ah, there are two strangers in my room.
I know, dear. I put them there. They are very important people, darling. They haven't any money.
But Ma, where am I going to sleep?
You'll sleep in Papa's room, dear. Louder, Birdie, please. How do you like your sister's playing, Moshele? Doesn't she have golden fingers?
But, Ma!
What is it, dear?
I can't sleep in Papa's room, Ma. Don't you remember? That old man is in there. The one who was put out of his house.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I was out all day, so I lost track of the arrangements. He's a very important person, darling. He's homeless. Now, let me see. Bödele, how many people are staying in your room this week, darling?
Four, Mama. Me and Gertrude and Frieda and Miss Thorgensen.
Oh, a very important person, darling. She's studying to become a citizen. Oh, Miss Thorgensen. Good evening, Miss Thorgensen. Get Miss Thorgensen a chair, Moshele.
No, thank you very much. Don't bother, Moshele. I can't stay. I just came to find out. It says here, Mrs. Steinberg, who was the first president of the United States?
The first president? Christopher Columbus, Miss Thorgensen. Oh. He came on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Thank you, Mrs. Steinberg. You know, you can't make a mistake at these citizenship hearings. Christopher Columbus, Christopher Columbus.
You certainly can't, Miss Hawkinson. You see how much you have to know to become a citizen, children? You have to know...
The first president of the United States was George Washington, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Hawkinson, correction, Miss Hawkinson.
What is it, Mrs. Steinberg?
The first president was George Washington, Miss Hawkinson. George Washington. Moshele just told me.
Thank you, Mrs. Steinberg. And thank you, Moshele. George Washington. George Washington. George Washington.
You see, children, you see how the Lord helps us at every step. If Miss Hawkinson hadn't needed a place to live, I wouldn't have found out the name of the first president of the United States. It's a lovely world, children. Oh, beautiful world.
My teacher says the world is round as a ball.
Round as a ball. You see? You see how the work of the Lord is perfect. Round as a ball. What can be more perfect than round?
It's all cut up with lines running up and down. And on all sides. Longitudes, they call them, Ma. And latitudes.
Longitudes and latitudes. Better and better. You see how it is, children? You see how it is? How much can man see of the big perfectness that is the world? Less than the eyes of a fly can see of an apple. So what has been done for us? The big world has been divided for us into little sections. And each section is held in a latitude and longitude. And between each latitude and longitude are blue waters winking and green earth greening and people studying and playing piano. And whose hand holds the latitude and longitudes like a beautiful gold net spread around us for our safety. A hand too wonderful to pass my lips. So, play, Birdle. Play nice and loud, darling, so he can hear how happy we are in his wonderful world. La, 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 la.
Kornstein.
Yes, Yisraelchik.
You sound happy, Kornstein.
I am happy, Yisraelchik.
You have found your messenger, Kornstein?
I have found my messenger, Yisraelchik. Yum taradi, yum taradi,
ram taradi, da di da da da, ram taradi, ram taradi, ram taradi, da di da da da, ram taradi, ram
taradi,
ram
taradi. Mama, Ma.
Yes, Moshele?
There's a strange man and woman in the parlor, Ma.
Yes, darling, I know. Moshele?
Yes, Ma?
I would like to ask your opinion on something, darling.
Sure, Ma.
Let us say, Moshele, that there is a father of many sons. You are listening, Moshele?
I'm listening, Ma.
And he gave one of his sons a ball to play with. And one day, as he was playing ball base...
Baseball, Ma.
Baseball. The son slipped and fell. And as he fell, the ball flew out of his hand and hit one of his brothers. And the little boy became so scared, so unhappy and scared at what had happened, that he became sick. Now, what would you do, Moshele, to make the little boy well again?
Did the boy's brother know he didn't mean to hit him with the ball, Ma?
But the brother knew.
Did the father know he didn't mean to hit him with the ball?
The father knew, yes.
Did the boy know they knew? Why did you just kiss me, Mother?
Because you are wise, darling. And I was foolish. We are our father's children. And our father, blessed be his name, knows our thought and our deeds. And Moshele, will a father stop loving a child simply because he slipped and fell?
Where are you going, Ma?
I'm going to have a little talk with our guests, Moshele.
Are they very important people, Ma?
Yes, Moshele, very important people. They are a potato peddler and his wife.
If you would like a copy of today's anniversary script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Joseph Wohl of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and a prominent civic and community leader. Mr. Wohl.
In a time when our daily conversation is about contacting other worlds and the news of the day sweeps across oceans and continents, it is easy for man to become irresponsible. We reason as follows. What difference does it make what I, as an individual, say or do? The dramatization that we just heard gives direct challenge to any such notion. It teaches us that society is the sum total of the actions of individual men and women. The world is a better place to live in because of the Mrs. Steinbergs, who make service to fellow man their individual responsibility. The unique quality about Mrs. Steinberg's activity is that she considers no service too menial. Any occasion to do good is a cherished opportunity, not to be postponed or delegated to others. Entirely too many of us are very good at giving advice and ready with the address of the government agency or welfare organization. What we really must give to our fellow man is personal interest, love, and involvement. When people are better, the world will be better. The best way to make people better is to begin with ourselves. And the best way to begin is with acts of kindness. There are enough of good plans, good intentions, and good promises all around us. What we need is action, good action. Today's story inspires us to come to grips with ourselves. And like Mrs. Steinberg, involve ourselves in helping our fellow man.
You have just heard Mr. Joseph Wohl of New York City, president of the Universal Brotherhood Movement of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, and prominent civic leader. Thank you, Mr. Wohl. Our eternal light drama today, Mrs. Steinberg's Partner in Heaven, was written by Sylvia Berger. It was the eighth in a series of 15 outstanding programs originally presented on the Eternal Light, recreated now to mark the Eternal Light's 15th year of broadcasting. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast, Lily Davas as Mrs. Steinberg, Leon Jenny, Norman Rose, Guy Repp, Lynn Loring, Peter Laser, Marianne Goodson, and Nina Hansen. This is Lionel Rico speaking. Our program is directed by Parker Gibbs. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.